This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, my conversation with Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, plus followers of the baseless conspiracy theory QAnon keep winning primaries. First, these headlines. On Friday afternoon, Montrose County Schools published site-specific return-to-learn plans for all elementary, middle, and high schools in the district. Site plans include a range of details, including pickup and drop-off times, screening locations, lunch schedules, cohort assignments, and COVID-19 protocols. The plans can be viewed and downloaded by visiting each school's website or by navigating to the school homepage from the district website, mcsd.org. The Colorado economy will lose thousands of jobs in 2020, according to a new report from the Leeds Business Research Division at the University of Colorado Boulder. In December, the Colorado Business Economic Outlook predicted the state would add 40,000 jobs this year. Now the annual mid-year update revises that number to a total loss of roughly 128,500 jobs. The pandemic has worsened the outlook for nearly every major industry across Colorado. The leisure and hospitality sector will lose the most jobs, around 77,000, a 22% decline. Transportation, trade, and utilities, which includes retail trade and the airline industry, are projected to lose 13,000 jobs, or about 3%. The country's facing a shortage of aluminum cans, and craft breweries are struggling. One of the state's largest canners, Ska Brewing in Durango, has a plan for what they're calling the Candemic. They're wrapping previously printed cans with new labels. So if you pick up a can of Ska's newest beer, the Tropical Hazy IPA, the label might be wrapped around a can previously containing a different beer that didn't sell as well as expected. A handful of congressional candidates won primaries after embracing QAnon. It's likely the baseless conspiracy theory will soon have representation on Capitol Hill, including from someone right here in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Joseph Uzinski is a political science professor at the University of Miami and studies conspiracy theories.
So QAnon is different than other conspiracy theories in that, yes, the beliefs are very conspiratorial, but it's an online cult.
All of the congressional candidates who support QAnon theories are Republicans, including Lauren Boebert, who won her primary for Colorado's 3rd District in early July. But Uzinski says that doesn't make voters in the conservative-leaning Mountain West more vulnerable.
It's not far-right extreme party group. It's not a libertarian group. It's anybody. And what links them together is that they hate the political establishment.
Uzinski stresses that QAnon may be showing up in politics right now, but it remains a fringe group. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Colorado is widely recognized as the gold standard for accessible and secure elections. Now that President Donald Trump has openly stated support for voter suppression and politicized the U.S. Postal Service, I asked Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold what that means for her work as the top election official in the state. Secretary Griswold, you've had to respond to disinformation, misinformation about Colorado's hundreds of mail ballot drop boxes. You've announced funding for counties to add up to an additional 100 drop boxes total between now and November. Colorado has hundreds of in-person voting centers, which are important in part because Coloradans can register to vote at a voter service or polling center all the way up to Election Day. Given coronavirus concerns, what happens if, say, a county clerk is worried about a lack of poll workers or the health risks for their teams and resists opening 2 weeks before Election Day, which they're required to do by state law?
County clerks in Colorado are so dedicated to voting, so I don't think that will happen. And one of the things that we did in our state primary was actually coordinate the purchase of PPE, so masks and other protective equipment for the entire state. So we worked to send PPE to every single county clerk so all election judges and election workers would feel safe and have the equipment they need. We'll do that again for November. And when it comes to poll workers, you are identifying an issue. You know, the entire voting process from in-person voting to the processing of ballots requires workers, election judges. And, you know, a lot of election judges are over the age of 60. So there was concern that we would have less people who normally serve as election judges signing up this year. So my office actually rolled out an effort to attract new election judges. To share with you, Gavin, I am the youngest Secretary of State in the nation, and I just saw this as an opportunity to get more younger people involved in our democracy and the democratic process of our election. So we were able to recruit hundreds of poll workers for the statewide primary on June 30th. Everything went on just fantastically. There was no problem, and we'll do the same type of program for November.
Pew Research Center found this spring that 91% of Americans have a favorable view of the United States Postal Service. Ours simply isn't an election system that's been harmed by partisanship until now. President Trump's new Postmaster General looks to be systematically slowing distribution of all mail, not just ballots. But given your responsibilities, what do you worry about the most so far? There's the displacing of 23 postal executives, removing sorting machines inside branches and distribution centers, forbidding overtime for workers, or removing mailboxes in Democratic cities in the mail-in state of Oregon.
Well, Gavin, you know, I want to share with you that my mom's a nurse, and she's been working to save lives on a COVID unit. She's doing her part to save lives, and as Secretary of State, I'm following in her footsteps. It's 2020, and we do not have to force people to risk their lives to cast a ballot. Voting by mail is like wearing a mask. It saves lives. And I'm personally doing everything I can to make sure we protect lives and the right to vote. And we do that with Vote by Mail for All. You know, very unfortunately, the president said that he is withholding U.S. Postal Service funding to prevent vote by mail. I want to clearly say this is voter suppression. It's voter suppression to undermine the safest method to vote during a pandemic and force Americans to risk their lives to cast a ballot. Luckily, Colorado's election model has contingencies built in that put us in a better spot than other states to withstand a slowdown at the U.S. Postal Service.
Colorado's Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner admits the system voters used to elect him 6 years ago has, quote, turned out very well for Colorado, but he opposes a call for universal mail-in elections nationwide. So my question is, are you hopeful that any of your colleagues around the country who are elected Republicans will prevent disenfranchisement, protect public health by joining your call?
Absolutely. I'm hopeful. And not only that, it has already happened. So in 2016, a little bit over 20% of Americans used the mail ballot. And the Washington Post is estimating that upwards of 70% of Americans will have that same access in November. I do think it's really troubling that the president is going to all lengths to try to undermine confidence and actually the smooth running of an election during a pandemic. But what states can do is look towards the Colorado election model. We send out ballots 3 weeks before the election and actually ask Coloradans to stop mailing them back 8 days before Election Day. And as you know, we have hundreds of drop boxes all across the state, and I'm adding even more drop boxes, providing the funding for counties to add more access. 75% of Coloradans will actually return their ballot to a drop box. So overall, the nation can look towards Colorado and replicate the amazing election model we have here.
And that's Jenna Griswold, Colorado Secretary of State. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Gavin.
You can register to vote or update your registration at govotecolorado.gov. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.